You can find other hot erotic hypnosis titles just like this one at www.MzDominica.com. That's MzDominica. Slave Potion number 9. You push open the door and walk into my shop. A little bell over the door rings, announcing a customer. And as you walk further inside, the door closes and the shop gets a little darker. I want you to imagine inside your mind how you can smell the incense in the air, the sandalwood, maybe a touch of cinnamon. The shelves against the walls are filled with old books, strange-looking bottles, packages of powders. And at the back of the shop is a counter, but nobody seems to be there. You walk inside, inhaling the incense, feeling a little dizzy. Something brushes past your leg. Oh, it's only a cat. A black cat. Seems appropriate somehow, don't you think? You walk further back into the shop. It seems to be a longer walk than you thought. Or maybe your steps have become slow. Smelling the incense, finding your way in the darkened room. A beaded curtain hangs in the doorway near the counter. And as you approach, I suddenly enter through that very beaded curtain. I stop in the doorway. I'm staring at you now. My green eyes seem to glow in the half darkness. And for a moment, you forget why you came here. The way I am dressed, well, it seems a little old-fashioned. The soft cotton blouse that shows so much of my cleavage. The leather bustier that lifts my breasts even higher and cinches my waist. The long skirts made of earth colors, browns and yellows, and deep rust reds flowing down to my knees, down to the brown leather boots with the lacings that crisscross all the way up from my ankles to my knees. Deeper and deeper you inhale the incense, deeper and deeper, trying to remember why you are here. You have heard about me, about the things that I can do, the spells I can cast, potions I can make, and other things. You have heard stories, rumors about my sexual appetites. Yes, things that excite you. Your eyes trail up from my boots deeper. Inhale deeper, my pet. Up my cinched waist deeper. Now exhale up to my breasts. Your gaze stops at my tattoo. Is it a mermaid or a fairy? You try to decide which. Inhale deeper. Try to remember why you are here. I'm walking out of the beaded curtain toward the counter. Exhale. Your gaze never leaves my breasts. Inhale deeper. Smell the incense. I stop at the counter and lean forward, giving you a good look at my cleavage. Your head feels fuzzy. Keep breathing. I shift my stance. A little to the left, your eyes track my breasts perfectly. A little to the right, my cleavage seems to go down. So deep, deep, down, deep forever. You become lost, lost in the deep, dark shadows between my breasts. Can I help you? I ask. Your gaze now shifts upward toward my deep green eyes. They seem to capture you, surround you, inhale you. Inhale deeper, slowly, deeply inhale. Gaze into my green eyes. Now exhale. You remember a little now, just enough. You ask about a potion you have heard of, Slave Potion Number 9. And where did you hear about it? And you tell me, but then you can't remember, can you? All you can remember is what it can do, what it will do to you. I ask if you are sincere. Deeper. Inhale. Do you really want to serve me? Breathe the incense. Need to serve me. Exhale. Lose yourself in me. Inhale deeply. Try to speak now. You try to speak, but your mind is drifting. Drifting. What was it you wanted? Deeper. Deeper. Gaze deeply into my green eyes. Exhale. Slowly. And drift. I take your hand now and gently guide you to a seat near a small table. There's a crystal ball on the table. I'm sitting down and you sit, gazing into my eyes. As I tell you, I have the potion. I lean forward now, and your gaze is torn between my beautiful green eyes and my soft, warm, sexy breasts. Listen to me. You have to want it. And as my breasts jiggle ever so slightly, and your cock begins to harden, listen to me. You have to want it more than anything else in the world. Inhale deeply now, and smell the incense. Feel your hands cupping my breasts. Even though you still sit on the opposite side of the table, with your hands at your sides, feel my booted feet caressing your leg. Feel yourself falling through space and time, lost in my beautiful green eyes. See the light glitter from my crystal ball deep into your eyes. More than anything else, reply now. Yes. Say it. Yes. Tell me you want this more than anything else in the world. Good. Because what this potion will do to you, inhale deeply. What this potion will do to you is to make you my slave forever. Exhale. You will do anything I tell you to. Inhale. Smell my incense. The focus of your life will be to bring me pleasure. Exhale. Anything I please. Deeper. Anything I want. Inhale. Breathe the incense. Your pleasure will consist of making me happy. Exhale. Do you accept? Say yes. Inhale again. Breathe the incense. Watch as I lift my skirts, all that cotton and leather. You can see my pussy now. You can see I'm not wearing any panties. My beautiful blonde pussy smells even better than the incense. Inhale, breathe it in. Feel my scent as it enters your brain. Your cock begins to throb now, so stiff and hard. Exhale. The smell of my pussy will become the most important scent in your entire life. Is this what you want? Say yes. Watch as I reach my hand into a pocket in my skirt. As I pull out a vial of green liquid, it seems to glow in the semi-darkness. It glows like my beautiful green eyes glow. I open the stopper at the top, and you can smell the liquid inside. It smells like my pussy. It smells like the perfume on my breasts. It smells like obedience and ownership and slavery. And you want it so bad. Your cock strains in your pants, strains pushing so hard. Pulsing, throbbing, dripping pre-cum. Your last chance. I hold the vial towards your face, waving it under your nose. Your mind feels fuzzy. Your cock feels rock hard and aches for me. And your tongue yearns for a taste of my pussy. Do you accept? Say yes. And I push the vial towards your mouth, tilting it upward. The green liquid is surprisingly warm, like my cunt. And you let it flow through your lips, over your tongue, then down, down, down as you swallow. You don't seem to feel any different right away. You wonder if it has worked. Your mind that felt so fuzzy before now simply feels empty, quiet. No thoughts of your own. You only listen to my voice. And my voice tells you that you are now my slave. Forever. Completely unable to resist. Somewhere in the back of your mind, a thought begins. It tries to tell you that you are not a slave. A green mist rises up inside your brain and quietly erases that thought. And you start to tell yourself that you can stand up and leave anytime. Try to stand up and leave now. A green mist rises in your brain and you do not try to leave. In fact, you sink deeper into trance, forgetting why you came here, forgetting that you have ever been anywhere else. I pull my skirts up higher and spread my legs, and I'm giving you one single simple command. Lick me. Now drop to your knees on the floor. Crawl between my legs. Your tongue searches out my warm, wet pussy and buries itself inside me. Gently you run your tongue up, up my labia to my clit, circling round and round, then back down between my lips. I taste just like the green potion. Your mind is filling with my cunt, filling with my clit, filling with my breasts, with my beautiful green eyes, filling with my feet. You drop deeper. You feel my pussy pumping against your face as you lick, pumping my cunt into your mouth. You are so focused on me. You forget any needs of your own. Your cock is hard and dripping inside your pants, but it doesn't matter so long as you serve my pussy. Deeper, licking, deeper. Your knees hurt, deeper. They hurt kneeling on that hard floor in front of me. Deeper, but it doesn't matter so long as you continue to lick my clit. Deeper and deeper and deeper. In the back of your mind, you realize somebody else might walk into the shop, but you feel no embarrassment because all that matters is pleasing me, licking my cunt, making me come, serving me, keeping me happy. You want to keep Miss Dominica happy. Say it. That's right. Nothing else matters but keeping me happy. You have swallowed my potion, slave potion number 9, and you cannot resist. Anything I tell you, you cannot resist. Any command I give you, you cannot resist. You must obey. You must obey. And when I say you must obey, you always reply with, I must obey, Dominica. You must obey. You must obey. You want to do anything I tell you, anything I want. You want to do anything that I want. Say it. You will devote everything to me, your time, your desires, your attention, your money, everything for me. Dominica is the only one who matters. Say it. Good slave boy. Now lick. Lick my pussy. Lick. Feel how hard your cock gets, how much it aches. Lick my pussy. Feel my hips begin to buck, to push my cunt against your face. Lick me. Yeah. Feel me getting closer. Yeah. Closer. 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 Closer to orgasm. Lick it. Closer and closer. Lick me harder. Lick me harder. Now gentle. Easy. Now hard. Harder. Obey. Make me come. Make me come. Obey. Make me come. Make me come harder. Oh. Suck it. Lick. 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 Oh. Lick it. Lick, you fucking slave. Lick it. Lick it. Lick it. Clean now. That was so good, my slave. And your cock is still so firm, so hard in your pants, isn't it? Oh, yeah. So good. So good and so hard and so obedient. Feel my slave potion as it swirls around in your brain, slowly erasing all resistance, all will, making your mind so deep and so empty. Your cock is hard and stiff and dripping. And your face is all covered with my juices, my sweet cunt juice from coming on your mouth. Such a good slave. Inhale again. Smell my pussy. So warm. Smelling just like my slave potion. You will find yourself needing to listen to this MP3 over and over and over again. And each time my slave potion will take over more and more and more of your brain, becoming more and more and more a part of you, erasing your resistance, making you obey, making you mine. Every time you are aroused, you will remember my potion. You will smell my pussy and drop into trance and need to lick me. Your cock will become stiffer and harder, and you will feel yourself kneeling on the floor like this, hoping I will command you to lick me, command you to do anything, anything I tell you to do. You will need to obey. You will feel your cock getting harder every time you obey. And any time you try to disobey, my slave potion will control you. It will rise in your brain like a green mist, erasing all resistance, forcing you to obey, making you even hornier, easier for me to control. You no longer have a choice. You must obey. Already you reply automatically, I must obey Domenica. Your own sexual needs will remain unsatisfied unless I permit it. You will learn to crave this feeling. Learn to crave the pressure in your cock, the pressure on your balls, needing to come, reminding you that you are no longer in control, that I own you now, that I have taken you over. You are no longer free. And if you're good, and if you beg, maybe, just maybe, I'll allow you some release. Maybe I'll grant you my permission to come, but you will always have to beg. From now on, with my slave potion in you, you will have to beg. With an email, with an IM, with a PM, somehow, some way, every single time, for even the slightest release, and you will do it exactly the way that I command you to, whatever I command, every single time. When this recording ends, you will relax and begin to drop into a deep sleep, letting my programming become a part of you. These instructions are permanent and can never be changed except by me, your mistress, Ms. Domenica. My potion has made you my slave forever. Sleep now, slave, and crave me. Crave Domenica now.